I'd argue most people don't understand what gender is. In the next episode, I'm speaking to Dr. Chris DeWeld, Director and Professor of Women's and Gender Studies. In episode 4 of Not So Tiny Awakenings, a series of interviews where I have conversations with guests to share their tiny awakenings about this very concept. But I thought for those of you who'd like a quick Gender Studies 101 Tiny Awakening, I'd host a crash course. Welcome to Tiny Awakenings, where I, your host, Reagan Williams, share my unedited aha moments, offering solutions to life's problems or new interpretations of the difficult. Essentially, I'm sharing with you verbal journal entries I've recorded over the past year in hopes that only one of us has to go through tough situations to learn these simple lessons. But hey, maybe we're learning and growing together, and for that, I thank you. Now to begin. People tend to use the terms sex and gender interchangeably, but while connected, these two terms are not equivalent. Generally, when a baby is born, we assign it a sex based on the baby's genitalia. Typically, we assign either male or female, while 2% of the world's population is intersex, meaning their genitalia, biology, or physiology makes it hard for doctors and parents to strictly assign the baby's sex. Intersex children roughly make up the same statistical number as people born with red hair. Many of these infants are assigned a sex and undergo procedure, or parents and physicians discuss long-term hormone treatments to fit their baby's physical bodies into the categories of male or female, because they can't just let the baby be what God made him. Adam and Eve, right? Anywho, more on that next month. Gender, however, refers to the characteristics of an individual based on cultural and societal differences that categorize people rather than their biological ones. So, sex equals biological, gender equals cultural, societal characteristics. Unfortunately, in Western modern society, many still base these characteristics on a person's biological sex. And yes, in many ways, we do this to be simple, to create quick cognitive reactions to a person's physique, immediately giving us an idea of who they may be, what they may want or prefer. But gender in itself, a group of characteristics, is socially constructed. And these characteristics include norms, behaviors, types of clothing, interest, and roles associated with being a woman, a man, and so on. These set of characteristics also determine what our relationship should look like and who and how we relate to each other. As a social construct, gender varies from society to society and has changed over time. For example, in 100 BC, most men wore or owned what we now consider to be dresses. In the late 19th century, the ancestors of these angry white Republican lawmakers wore wigs to work in the very same chambers that they debate what we call drag today. Further examples that gender is whatever the hell we make it to be, mean, or interpreted as can be shown across culture. In many cultures all over the world, there are traditionally a third gender or gender fluid identities. There are the Hijra in India, those who have been identified as Two-Spirit in Native American cultures, probably saying this wrong, but Mushe in Mexico and Bakla in the Philippines. These traditionally celebrated and accepted identities were attacked and attempted to be erased from popular culture and society by British and other colonial authorities using similar and nearly identical tactics as Republican lawmakers today. Because of colonialism, our understanding of gender identity as a concept is understood through the lenses of white Western culture, religion, and white supremacy. But even the white man's understandings of gender continuously evolve. In the course of one's lifetime, the interests, activities, clothing, and professions that are considered the domain of one gender or another evolve in ways both small and large. I want to point out that this evolution oftentimes is not by mistake. Yes, the colors that we assign to female or male have changed over time because of indigo and all that fun stuff. But I mean, I just think about some of our ancestors screaming, clapping, crying, laughing, watching me right now in a hoodie and sweatpants, college educated as a black female in the South. Someone would be crapping their pants wondering who the hell gave me access to a bank account, to buy a microphone, to share my thoughts and feelings. This is revolutionary. Talk about feelings. I truly think the outrage against transgender and non-binary folks comes from this miseducation of gender, or the Western gender indoctrination that we all go through. This indoctrination starts very, very early. Hell, we start to recognize and create archetypes about what it is 3 months into our very existence, or what I'm going to call our out of belly human experience. But it is one of the very first ideas we come to understand in whatever way we are taught to understand it. It may be one of the hardest things that we have to unlearn. But I think as we come to learn that many things we accept as truths are man-made, that we can do just that. Unlearn it and accept it as man-made. So you may ask, Reagan, you keep saying gender is a social construct, it's man-made, what the hell are you talking about? A social construct is an idea that has been created and accepted by the people in a particular society. What makes a social construct harder to identify is because we have created certain ideas about physical reality that arise from just a matter of collaborative consensus. Your mom believes it, your dad believes it, your nation believes it. So it must be true. Examples of social constructs include the invention of money. This piece of paper with an old white man's face on it, or if you're in the Czech Republic or France or wherever, and it's this little pretty little colored piece of paper has a certain value to it, or the digital number that holds man-made value on your phone in the Wells Fargo app. Religion, social construct. Law, countries and their made-up borders, social class and hierarchies, our understanding of beauty. And as Dr. Spicer mentioned in episode 1 of Not So Tiny Awakenings, our collective understanding of race, too, is man-made. Because gender is a social construct, it is malleable. We can change it. We can change the characteristics that we assign to female. We can change what we believe masculinity to be way less toxic than what the hell it's come to be for many, many people who do what I do and sit on the other side of a podcast microphone. We've done some funky things. Like, imagine this. God gave us a planet with no walls, no fences, no territories, and we started to take and stake claim of different parts of this earth to be stationary to farm. We began to organize societies, just or unjust, and many of us had to do so just across the entire world, had to become very, very violent to protect that land. But all these things are malleable because we made them. We can destroy them. And we can create more fluidity to them. According to genderspectrum.com, gender identity is our internal experience and naming of our gender. Giving power back to the individual. Love it. It can correspond to or differ from the sex we were assigned at birth. Understanding our gender comes to most of us early on in life. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, by age 4, most children have a stable sense of their gender identity. This core concept of one's identity comes from within each of us. Gender identity is an inherent aspect of a person's makeup. Individuals do not choose their gender, nor can they be made to change it. However, the words someone uses to communicate their gender identity may change over time. Naming one's gender can be complex and an evolving matter. Because we are provided with limited language for gender, hell, even understanding, it may take a person quite some time to discover or create the language that best communicates their internal experience. Likewise, as language evolves, a person's name for their gender may also evolve. This doesn't mean that their gender has changed, but rather that the words for it are shifting. Now you may be asking, Reagan, why does this matter? Because you can be whoever the hell you are and ask people to address you as such. Those of us who are cisgender, meaning we identify with the sex and gender we were assigned at birth, can and should learn to adapt to the evolution of others' expressed needs for safe and respectful relationships with us and relation to us. When non-binary and trans folks clue us in on their pronouns or share their lived experience, this is not the time to throw up our hands and go, are you freaking kidding me? I don't understand what you're saying. And to recite what we all know to be the truth of, like I said, some old white man who got to tell us what gender is and isn't. This is the opportunity that we have to shut up, listen, and say, c'est la vie. It is what it is, and I'm going to believe that you need this from me and that we need this shared understanding amongst each other to keep each other safe mentally, physically, psychologically. And most importantly, I think at this time and day and age, legislatively, judicially. If you didn't know, it's a political shit show outside to the point where states are offering political asylum to trans and non-binary folks from states like Florida, which we will get into in the next batch of Tiny Awakenings. Thank you for taking my Gender 101 crash course, where I defined sex, assigned based on biology at birth, gender, a set of cultural and societal characteristics or norms, gender identity, how we see and identify ourselves based on gender characteristics, and we didn't get to gender expression, which is how we express and display our gender to the world. If you don't know, I have a bachelor's degree in women's and gender studies, so I have 4 years worth of context related to the complexity of gender regarding history, politics, society, psychology, culture, theories of feminist thought, and activism. Gender is my jam, and I'm so excited by the opportunity to learn more. As I find a comfortable balance of femininity and masculinity within myself, because I am my spirit, not my body. And as we navigate a world that is trying to unravel itself from the suffocating ropes of white supremacy and colonialism. If you want to learn more, check out the show notes located in the episode description for book recommendations, YouTube videos, and more. Class dismissed.